You're listening to SBS News.
Residents in almost every state of the United States have woken up to an unprecedented message in their morning newspapers. Led by the Boston Globe, hundreds of news outlets have coordinated a series of separate editorials promoting the need for a free and critical press. An editorial writer at the Globe, Marcela Garcia, says comments President Trump has made recently, labeling journalists the enemy of the people, prompted the response.
For us, it was something he said a couple of weeks ago when he labeled all journalists the enemy of the people. And that really felt to us as, you know, we felt that he had crossed a line because we felt it was a dangerous rhetoric.
Earlier this month, the president stepped up his criticism of the mainstream media. He claimed in a tweet, U.S. news outlets are dangerous and sick and can cause war.
The fake news hates me, saying that they are the enemy of the people only because they know it's true. I am providing a great service by explaining this to the American people. They purposely cause great division and distrust. They can also cause war. They are very dangerous and sick.
Marcela Garcia says statements like that, coming from the president, make it difficult and dangerous for journalists to do their job.
When a whole swath of the public has decided that no matter what you do, no matter who you are the enemy, that not only weakens our democracy because it doesn't allow us to do our job, it doesn't allow us to inform the public, it doesn't allow us to keep power accountable, but it also puts us in danger. After we went live with this project, we started getting threats on the phone. And there's always some sort of, you know, opposition or hostility, but this definitely feels different.
The Committee to Protect Journalists, Courtney Raj, says press freedom is essential for ensuring those in power are held accountable. She says the US media is fighting for what is essentially a fundamental human right.
I think that the key here is the solidarity and the message that press freedom is a fundamental American value. It's enshrined in our Constitution and the First Amendment, and it's also enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It's a fundamental human right.
President Trump has leaned heavily on the catchphrase fake news when undermining media critical of his policies and actions. Dr. Raj says fake news rhetoric is affecting journalists on a global scale.
In 2016, there were two countries that imprisoned 9 journalists on false news charges. A year later, there were 21 journalists behind bars in 6 countries on false news charges. And we've seen legislation being proposed and passed around the world to criminalize the spread of false news. And the problem with that is that it's equating journalism with fake news and basically anything that whoever those are in power don't like. And so the detrimental impact of this rhetoric is not only being felt in the United States, but also globally.
Mr. Trump has denounced the media's editorials on Twitter, saying the Globe is in collusion with other newspapers. He's also ridiculed the media's calls for press freedom at a press conference in Washington.
If you'd like, you could stay. Or if you'd like, you can also leave. Don't forget, freedom of the press.
Marcela Garcia at the Boston Globe says she isn't surprised by President Trump's response and the media had no intention of changing his mind.
We never really set out to accomplish changing minds, certainly not the president. This is also not an attack on the president. It's not a war on the president. We are just doing our job and we're just trying to remind people and reaffirm our commitment to a free press.
As the newspapers were coordinating their responses to Mr. Trump's rhetoric, the U.S. Senate took action of its own. The Senate passed a resolution with no objections, stating, "The press is not the enemy of the people." Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.